Hello, it's nice to be with you again for another meditation on luminous perception. It's worth pondering that word perception. What does it mean to perceive? We as human beings are unique in that we can perceive that we are perceiving. Homo sapiens sapiens. That is our official title. Sapien meaning to know. So we are beings that know that we know. We've been working with this knowing that we're knowing all along in meditation. In fact, it brings that awareness to the forefront. Being aware that we are aware. There are so many ways to say that. What it could be speaking of is the concept of the soul. There is a unit of intelligence that holds the unit of intelligence. Could it be speaking of our personality? The sum total of our physical body, our emotions, and our thoughts. Aspects of our mind. We have a sense of self that is, in a way, the sum total of those, this personality thing. But there also seems to be an aspect of us that goes beyond that, that transcends the personality that holds it, an ultimate knower of the known. Could it be the soul? Could luminous perception be that which is facilitated by this instrument called the soul? Luminosity, meaning light, the light of the soul. Here's a few quotes from scholars and writers and healers who've contemplated this question, what is the soul, in depth. See if any of these resonate with you. Gary Zukav, writer of Seat of the Soul, writes, "The soul is that part of you that existed before you were born and it will exist after you die. It's the highest, most noble part of yourself that you can reach for." Eckhart Tolle says, "The soul is your innermost being, the presence that you are beyond form, the consciousness that you are beyond form. That is soul. That is who you are in essence." And one more. Ian Levan Zan says, "The soul, I believe, is the fingerprint of God. Unique in its own development and expression, but filled with the divinity that is the essence of all that is." Perhaps just hearing words with such a high vibration, filled with the divinity that is the essence of all that is. Breathing that in certainly can cause a bit of a sparkle behind your eyelids, a bit of luminosity. So today we'll do a simple meditation that affirms that we have a body and feelings and a mind, but that we are more than that. Simple affirmations that we will allow to land in our concrete mind. Thought forms that we might use as stepping stones when there is a need to hold a higher vibration, to tap into a more lighted way of being. So together we smile, we take a long, slow, deep breath, and we settle into a meditative way of being, as breath gently moves in and breath gently moves out. I invite you to become aware of the chair or the cushion beneath you. Any touch points that you are aware of, perhaps your hands or forearms are resting on your legs, your feet are on the ground, perhaps your back is touching a chair or a cushion, just becoming aware of the physicality that is part of your beingness. You have a body. You are here. You can feel the ground beneath us supporting us. We have a body in space. It conforms to the laws of gravity. We can feel ourselves being pulled toward the center of the earth. And so it allows us to become aware of the ground beneath us, perhaps even aware of the structure of your body holding your form together, your bones and muscles. Indeed, you have a body, but you are more than your body. So we take a nice, long, slow, deep breath and hear these words. I have a body, yet I am more than my body. There is a knower of this known. And so without creating a story about this or pondering it any deeper, simply allowing that knower to know this known. I have a body, yet I am more than my body. We simply sit with this knowing, gently breathing in and gently breathing out. I invite you to become aware of your feeling nature. How are you feeling right now? We have feelings, but are we our feelings? Sometimes we feel calm. Sometimes we feel excited or anxious. Sometimes we feel a bit perturbed or even scared. These feelings come and go, and we respond as need be. we might feel our emotions change many times throughout the day. They're brought on by events and relationships, circumstances. Sometimes conditions that we have absolutely no control over. Sometimes they have nothing to do with us except that there we are in this experience. That might even move us to truly identify with our feelings in statements like, I'm happy. I'm stressed. I'm tired. I'm excited. I'm peaceful. I am peaceful. Indeed, we have emotions, yet we are not our emotions. So once again, we allow ourselves to aspire upward if that feels right to you, or create some spaciousness, perhaps with a very intentional breath. Enough space to allow the knower to know this known. I have feelings, yet I am more than my feelings. I have emotions, yet I am more than my emotions. We sit gently breathing. Allowing this known to settle into our being. Perhaps you're aware of thoughts arising in the mind. We often associate awareness with thoughts. I am aware, I'm thinking. I think, therefore I am. Certainly, this thinking does not determine our existence. We could say, I love, therefore I am. I move, therefore I am. Are we our thoughts? Indeed, thoughts are powerful and they shape our existence. They create our reality. Our beliefs are thoughts we think again and again. Our hopes are often clothed in thought forms. those thought forms energized by our feeling nature. And may it be so that those hopes become reality and our physical body can enjoy the fruits of those thought forms. But yet we have a sense that we are more than our thoughts. Indeed, we have thoughts, but we are not our thoughts. We have a mind, yet we are more than our mind. So we simply trust in this truth and breathe into the knowing of the truth behind these words. I have a mind, yet I am more than my mind. We sit with this knowing, gently breathing in and gently breathing out. Invite you to allow your sense of self to move into the field of your awareness, whatever that might mean for you. Perhaps centering in the heart. Expanding the energies of the heart to include our sense of self and affirming, I have a self, yet it exists in ways that move beyond my sense of self. Gently breathing in the field of awareness. Aware that we ourselves are aware. We'll end today's meditation with a single bell.